Okay, my name is John Paul Glaves. I am with the Department of Biochemistry at the University of Alberta.
And what is the title of your poster?
Microscopic snapshots of 20 residue peptide fibrils based on elk and hamster prion sequences.
So what exactly are you researching?
Well, one of the things we find really intriguing about prion disease is the transmission barriers that exist between different species. And this is obviously a very important when we think of things like BSE and whether or not it's transmitted to humans. So being structural biologists at heart, our main technique is electron microscopy. So one of the things we were really interested in is these so-called misfolded intermediates of the prion protein. And one of these is the fibrils that are often associated with disease and are present in diseased brains very often when one is succumbs to prion disease. So what we decided to study here, inspired by some of the work of Witold Shurowitz, is basically, can we see any differences between species in the formation of their fibrils or their overall fibril morphology? So we've chosen hamster because it's a very well-studied model of prion disease. And we've also studied elk, which is emerging in the field of CWD, which is a related prion disease to mad cow disease.
So I understand that hamsters don't catch these prion diseases very easily. Is that correct?
Yeah, they seem to have a relatively low susceptibility level to prion diseases. And so that was one of the reasons why we decided to look at sort of their misfolded intermediates, was to see what's significant about these misfolded intermediates that maybe can provide some clues into transmission.
So what have you done?
So what we've done is we've taken small fragments of the prion protein that have been known to form fibrils, and we've basically generated those based on different species. So there's a small amount of variability in the sequences that we've chosen, which is we're highlighting residues 127 to 147 of the prion protein. And what we see is that when we can just basically drop these small fragments of the prion protein into water, and they spontaneously form fibrils. And even though there's only four changes in that 20 residue peptide, we see gross morphological differences between elk fibrils and hamster fibrils. And so what we're hoping to do is gain some high resolution information about these fibrils so that we can see what each individual residue and how it contributes to fibril formation, so that we can start to dissect whether or not these variations in sequences that we see between species, whether those are important for so-called species barriers and transmission between different species.
What does all this mean?
Well, hopefully the idea would be that we can identify particularly important misfolded intermediates, and if we can understand the mechanism by which these come together to form plaques and fibrils that are associated with disease, hopefully what we can do is start to target some of those residues using therapies and hopefully stop the progression and the misfolding of the protein so that it stays as its cellular form and the person would remain healthy, or the animal for that case.
Healthy hamsters.
Yeah, help the elk and help the hamsters and help the cows. So right now what we're doing is we're just expanding now. We've seen this surprising difference. It was really exciting for us to see a difference in such a small fragment between these two species. So what we'd like to do now is just start screening other species. For example, cow is of important interest, and of course human. And then what we'd like to do is take those fragments and sort of start to expand them to involve more parts of the protein and see how those other parts of the protein influence the fibril structure and influence this misfolding event. And ideally what we'd like to do is just have a complete understanding of the entire folding pathway, because we know it seems to be that seems to be one of the critical parts of disease.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.